Saudi Arabia has recently re-emerged as a significant diplomatic actor in the Russian-Ukraine conflict, hosting peace talks, facilitating prison exchanges, even offering a platform for global dialogue. Yet beneath the surface of this diplomatic choreography lies a deeper question. Is Riyadh's engagement rooted in genuine strategic alignment, or is it a calculated move to polish their international image? To probe this further, we turn to Rena Zuckerman. She's a US-based human rights and national cybersecurity lawyer, geopolitical analyst, and we wanted to ask her a little bit more about this. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How would you characterize the evolution of Saudi Arabia's role in the Ukraine-Russia war?
Thank you so much. Well, it's interesting because, of course, Saudi Arabia has had relationships with both countries even before the war. Interestingly enough, its defense trade relationship with Ukraine was growing even before 2022. It started with purchasing some tanks from Ukraine, which was already on the rise as a strategic defense innovator after 10 years of low-grade conflict with Russia after the annexation of Crimea. With Russia, the relationship was by far more in the light. For instance, many members of the royal family have had investments in Russia's energy sector, which were quite significant, and that dates back decades. This is not new. Of course, Russia is a member of Russia's been involved with the OPEC Plus on cooperating on energy issues with the Gulf states. So none of that is particularly surprising. And in the early stages of the full-scale invasion, Saudi Arabia played a very limited role. It offered to host talks, but at the time, there was very little credibility for Saudi Arabia as a mediator. And at the time, that did appear to be more of a, an attempt to capture attention than any a serious and thoughtful move. Mm. However, since those early days, the situation changed. So what changed about it is that the Crown Prince started taking a more personal initiative in the direction, in the diplomatic direction. He personally facilitated the prisoner exchanges, for instance, and the attempts to release some of the hostages, Ukrainian hostages. With that, Ukraine too started also opening up two diplomatic overtures beyond the West, and that also did not happen instantaneously. Ukraine initially focused most of its attention on Western countries, on Europe, Canada, the United States, and maybe a couple of pro-Western African countries. But over time, that also changed as Kyiv recognized the need for having a more comprehensive support. Mm. Saudi Arabia started changing its position to more active involvement, not only through diplomacy, however, but also through humanitarian assistance and also recognition of Ukraine's sovereignty. This week they congratulated President Zelensky on Ukraine's Independence Day. The dynamic changed from very strategic and limited to increasingly more open to more business and economic ties and the growth of the relationship, and also a very positive personal rapport between the Crown Prince and President Zelensky.
So how effective do you think these maneuvers are, or the strategy is?
The strategy is limited, and limited almost intentionally by the fact that it's bifurcated. On the one hand, you have the Saudi foreign policy establishment that is very cautious about expanding its links to Ukraine in order not to alienate Russia, with whom there is a growing trade in natural resources such as metals, aluminum, and so forth. and also a great deal of personal and business relationships between assorted oligarchs and government figures and assorted business people in Saudi Arabia as well. A lot of ongoing business there. They, in fact, some of those figures in this foreign policy, in the foreign minister, tend to probably lean more pro-Russian. There's been an increase in Russian media coverage in the early stages of the war. It has expanded to the point that there has been an openly pro-Russian communication from some of the royal court and foreign ministry officials. That said, I think that is changing. I think Saudi Arabia is hedging against Russia quite a bit since it started losing quite significantly in the military and economic arena. The trade relationship with Russia has always been tense. It's been a sort of a love-hate relationship at times. The Saudis have cooperated with the U.S. against Russia quite closely, such as during President Trump's first term. At times, that cooperation with Russia grew significantly, as under President Biden. Now it's still pretty closely aligned, but the Saudis are also trying to keep a positive dynamic with the U.S. And they are also still buying Russian oil, one of the few countries that are still doing that. But that is giving Russia significant economic advantage. So on the other hand, you have the Crown Prince, who has always been much more pro-Western than most of the Saudi government, and he has also looked towards strategic advantage in developing economic and business relations with Ukraine, with the potential towards an active Saudi role in reconstruction, in energy and infrastructure investments, in minerals and natural resources, and of course defense, given the interest of the Saudis in innovation. Ukraine also provides a great opportunity in that regard, and over time has actually become much more valuable as a potential partner. So he's clearly trying to expand Saudi reach in that direction, and I think there is of genuine interest in that regard, and not simply international posturing.
Irina, we do need to leave it there. Thank you for that. Saudi-Ukraine dynamics clearly in a transition. Irina Zuckerman is a human rights and a national security lawyer based in the United States.